This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. The UN International Court of Justice opened hearings Thursday in a case in which South Africa is accusing Israel of subjecting Palestinians to genocidal acts and demands an emergency suspension of Israel's military campaign in Gaza. In opening remarks, South Africa's High Court advocate Adila Hassim told the court Israel has been committing acts that fall within the definition of genocide.
South Africa contends that the acts and omissions by Israel of which it complains are genocidal in character because, I quote, they are intended to bring about the destruction of a substantial part of the Palestinian national, racial, and ethnical group, that being the part of the Palestinian group in the Gaza Strip.
Israel has dismissed South Africa's claims as baseless. The court is expected to rule on any possible emergency measures it could take regarding fighting in Gaza later this month, but the court will not rule on the genocidal allegations. Those proceedings could take years. The dispute strikes at the heart of Israel's identity as a Jewish state created after the Nazi genocide in the Holocaust. For its part, South Africa's governing body has long compared Israel's policy in Gaza and the West Bank to its own history under white minority rule. Israel's military Thursday carried out ground and air attacks in the central and southern Gaza Strip, while the Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry said Israeli attacks overnight killed dozens of people. The Gaza Health Ministry said the more than 60 dead included people killed in Israeli airstrikes in Khan Yunis, the southern city that is the second largest in the Gaza Strip. The Israeli military also led journalists on a tour of an underground tunnel in Khan Yunis where it said there was evidence hostages had been present. Israeli did not identify any of the hostages or give information about their fate, saying the evidence discovered included DNA. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken meets Thursday with Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi amid efforts to contain the Israeli-Hamas war in the Gaza Strip. This is VOA News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky Thursday said he's ruled out a ceasefire in his country's war with Russia. VOA's Richard Green has more.
During a visit to Estonia Thursday, President Zelensky said Russian forces would use the pause to rearm and regroup before overwhelming Ukrainian troops. Limited ceasefires have occasionally been proposed since Moscow launched its full-scale invasion in February 2022, but have never taken hold. Both sides are looking to rebuild their munitions after nearly 2 years of fighting and the likely prospect of a drawn-out conflict. Richard Green, VOA News.
Republicans in the U.S. House of Representatives Wednesday launched impeachment proceedings against U.S. President Joe Biden's top immigration official, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. VOA's congressional correspondent Catherine Gibson has more.
Congressman Mark Green is the chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee.
Secretary Mayorkas has repeatedly lied to the American people and to the United States Congress. Our investigation uncovered more than 100 instances where Secretary Mayorkas misled the public.
The rare effort to impeach an administration official drew condemnation from Democratic lawmakers who said Mayorkas cannot face removal from office for carrying out policies. Earlier this week, Mayorkas defended his actions, saying the situation at the U.S. border with Mexico is part of an unprecedented level of migration throughout the Western Hemisphere.
We now need Congress to do their part and act. Our immigration system is outdated and broken and has been in need of reform for literally decades.
Catherine Gibson, VOA News.
An avalanche roared through a section of expert trails at the California ski resort Lake Tahoe, near Lake Tahoe on Wednesday. It killed one person, left three others with minor injuries. The avalanche prompted Palisades Tahoe to close 30 minutes after it opened on Wednesday. Closing arguments are expected today in Donald Trump's civil fraud trial in New York. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
The former president, who's the leading Republican contender in the 2024 presidential nomination, wanted to deliver his own closing remarks in the courtroom today. The judge at first was keen on the idea, warning that Trump may not deliver a campaign speech or impugn him, his adversaries, and court staff. But the judge nixed that plan. Trump is accused of exaggerating his wealth on financial statements he provided to banks, insurance companies, and others. New York Attorney General Letitia James wants the judge to impose $370 million in penalties. Trump says he did nothing wrong, didn't lie about his fortune, and he's the victim of political persecution. I'm Donna Warder.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.